And now look at local news on WBKV. A 23-year-old West Bend man who reportedly told authorities he stole a black BMW from a Jackson body shop because he always wanted one is scheduled to be back in Washington County Court this morning. According to the criminal complaint, Max N. Smith took the Beamer from Dave's Auto for a joyride in late April of last year. Car was located in Wauwatosa sometime later with pry marks around the doors and a broken window. Smith is charged with taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent and faces up to 6 years in prison plus fines and restitution. Smith is currently on probation for misdemeanor convictions in Washington and Milwaukee counties. A 38-year-old Kewaskum man will be sentenced this afternoon in Washington County Court on a felony burglary conviction. After a home in the town of Wayne was burglarized in late February of last year and a can of coins stolen, the victim put up a trail camera focused on the residence. According to the criminal complaint, a few days later, the camera allegedly captured Robert J. Lesnick, a relative, entering the house. That time, an envelope full of cash that was set aside for a vacation allegedly was taken. Under a plea agreement, the second burglary charge was dismissed. Gas is a dime a gallon cheaper today than it was last Monday. AAA of Wisconsin says the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded is $1.66 in the Milwaukee metro today. That's tied with Eau Claire and Madison as the lowest in the state. Most expensive gas is in Green Bay, where the price is $1.71 a gallon. A 20-year-old Oostburg man was arrested for driving drunk during a rollover accident early Saturday morning that killed one of his passengers. Sheboygan County officials say Emilio Reyes was driving west on Russo Road at just after 2 o'clock Saturday morning when his vehicle went into the ditch and overturned. A passenger was thrown from the vehicle. 18-year-old Morgan Knapp of Oostburg died of her injuries at the scene. Reyes and two passengers were taken to Aurora Grafton with non-life-threatening injuries. They were later released. And now you're up to date on WBKV. The forecast is next.